Let's talk about clothes. This must be fun on that own level.
Yes,
I mean, not just clothes, but I noticed all the jewelry. It's amazing how much beautiful jewelry is in this show.
Thank you.
It sparkles with you. Uh-huh. What's it like with this wardrobe?
And there's a progression. There's a progression of not only her growing up as a woman, but also her getting a little more money to spend and getting. And she did that. If you will look at old photographs from the Grand Ole Opry, her first time out, and that's a exact replica of her red cowgirl outfit with the bucking broncos and the wagon wheels and the all of that. Drinda Lewis, who is from here in Granbury, did all of these costumes years ago when I first did it here, and they have all lasted. She made this, and she took photographs of Patsy Cline from various stages, that black sequin outfit in Las Vegas. There's a picture of her in front of the Mint Casino marquee standing in that same black dress. Well, you know, it was hers. I have a replica, but having that same black long sequin dress and a big brooch right here. She wore a tiara, but I can't get a tiara to stay in this wig without tearing it up. She loved to wear tiaras. And she always had sparkly jewelry. And suddenly one day she went, and it was after she worked with Owen Bradley, she stopped wearing the cowgirl fringe and boots to the Opry and started dressing like this. Started dressing very sophisticated, some sparkles, and you know, and just really, seldom ever a long gown, but she always had on something that looked like a cocktail dress, you know, and a smart suit. And so we followed her progression, because the show follows her chronologically, which I like. Some other shows kind of take a one night in her life kind of thing, but this show, you watch her grow and as an artist and as a woman, and you watch her life change, short as it was. And we shopped. Drinda did a lot of it, and then I had to replace some things, you know, because things wear out. But I always go to, some of the things came from, actually from my grandmother's jewelry box, and some things came from antique stores, but I always tried to get authentic jewelry from the period, or certainly authentic looking, and I'm a real stickler for that.
So wow, the wardrobe has that Texas touch. Perfect then.
Absolutely.
Wow,
absolutely.
That's really cool.